How are you doing?
I'm okay. Uh-oh, I'm hearing something in your voice. What's up?
Well, I just, I was going along fine, and then last week, just work just was really difficult, and something came up, and I had to deal with it, and it turned into a mess, and I'm still dealing with it, and I just feel like I felt like before I started the program.
Okay. You know what? That's all right because things are going to hit us in life, and we're gonna face difficult times. Let me ask you, have you been practicing acceptance?
Not really. I mean, I haven't had the time. I mean, just like it was just like a whirlwind. I was doing great, and then I was like, I got slammed.
Okay. Now I'm just going to point something out to you. Like you said, prior to last week, you were doing great. You were practicing your acceptance. You were doing all the work around that, and you were doing great. And then all of a sudden, something came in, and you dropped your awareness. And we know how important that awareness is because if you're not paying attention and you're dropping that, and then you're not doing your acceptance, we get back to this spot where you're at right now. So it's really, really, really important that you just double down on acceptance when you are hitting a bump in the road, a storm cloud that's coming over. When you drop that, when you stop doing that, it brings you back to what you've been doing, up until 4 weeks ago. It brings you back to resistance and living in resistance and feeling those feelings that don't feel great, right?
Yeah, I just don't know how, like, when it's that bad, I just don't know how to do the acceptance when I'm trying to, I have to use my brain to figure out the problems and get those solutions, and so I just feel like I can't do both.
Right. Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Are you still doing your 30 minutes in the morning?
Yeah, I would say probably more like 20 minutes. And I find my mind just wanders a lot because there's just so much on it right now.
Okay. And when your mind is wandering, where's it going?
To the situation and what I have to do about it and if it's going to work out and
Okay. And what is your state of being around all of that?
it's fear and resistance and frustration. Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. So you're a rock star at identifying your state of being. But right now, you're just having, you're letting the situation take control, and you have the power to control the situation. So you know what state of being is causing you to feel this way: frustration, fear, anger. All of those things. Your job now is just to accept those state of beings. Let your state of being do the heavy lifting. Because if you try to control it, you're trying to control the external. It's the internal's job. The internal is your state of being. You're worried about what's happening outside of you when really you only need to be concerned with what's going on inside of you. So now is the time for you to double, triple down. You need to be doing 30 minutes every single morning. You need to be catching yourself. I know that you're busy, but there are always a couple of minutes between picking up the phone and making that phone call or putting out a fire or sending out the memo that you can stop and accept your state of being. And then all day, every day, you need to be uber, uber aware of it. Otherwise, Doreen, you're going to go backwards. That's just where you've trained to go right now. So what I'd really like to do with you, just to see exactly if you are, identifying, which I'm pretty certain you are, and accepting that state of being, any and all. It doesn't have to be about this thing that's happening at work right now. It can be about anything that you are feeling, thinking about right now for a few minutes, and let's see how that goes. All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. So when you're ready, go ahead and get started.
Except I'm experiencing frustration right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing anger right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing disappointment right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing resistance right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing fear right now. It's okay.
You might want to slow down just a bit. Really let that thought come in. Remember that machine gunning. Right now you're machine gunning because I think you're already anticipating that you're feeling all and thinking these thoughts. Let's slow it down and really listen.
Okay. Except I'm experiencing frustration right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing frustration right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing disappointment right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing anger right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing frustration right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing fatigue right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing frustration right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing resentment right now. It's okay.
Good.
Except I'm experiencing anger right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing resistance right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing frustration right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing frustration right now, it's okay. Except I'm experiencing resistance right now, it's okay. You know, I get that I have to do the acceptance, but like, when is this going to change?
When you do the work consistently? When the work is your number one priority, no matter what else is going on. Like Coach Mike always said, gotta be the second most important thing to breathing. Let me ask you, what state of being created that question?
Frustration, I think.
Frustration. Okay. And possibly maybe a little fear?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's try it just for a few more minutes. Keep going. I want to work with you on clearing out some of this resistance. And when a thought comes up or a question comes up, just accept the state of being that makes you want to ask the question. Let's hold the question back for now. Let's do your acceptance. And then at the end, we can talk about anything else that you're not clear on, okay?
All right.
Okay, Doreen, you're doing awesome. Keep going.
Except I'm experiencing frustration right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing resistance right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing frustration right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing need right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing resistance right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing frustration right now. It's okay. Am I going to have to do this forever?
Oops. Wait, what just happened? Did we drop you? Mm-hmm. Let's keep going, and then we'll go back to discussing some of those things.
Except I'm experiencing frustration right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing frustration right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing resistance right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing resistance right now. It's okay. except I'm experiencing resistance right now.
Okay.
Except I'm experiencing anger right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing anger right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing frustration right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing frustration right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing resistance right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing need right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing fear right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing frustration right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing pain right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing resistance right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing resistance right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing frustration right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing need right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing disappointment right now. It's okay. Except I'm experiencing frustration right now. It's okay.
Okay, Doreen, I'm going to stop you there. Awesome. You are doing fabulous with the phrase. You know the phrase. And excuse me. It's apparent right now that your states of being that you're accepting are resistance. And that really, truly is okay. And back to your question of, are you going to have to do this forever? I want you to focus very clearly on where you're at right now. So right now, you're in resistance. So your thoughts and your questions are going to tend to be more resistant. So the more you think about it, talk about it, whether it's a problem, a thought, overwhelm, any of those things, you're bringing out and expanding more resistance instead of expanding acceptance, which you do when you actually accept through the states of being.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, no states of being are bad. There's no need to judge them. They just are. So as soon as you identify it, like you're at work and there's a situation that is happening and you feel yourself tensing and that blood boiling, do you keep letting that manifest or do you change it slightly with choosing acceptance? Choosing acceptance is always the choice to help clear out the resistance. Because your state of being is really what's inside of you. Right now, your state of being has been very deeply affected by external circumstances, people at work, the situation at work, so on and so forth. That really, that's not something that you really need to concern yourself with. It's not what other people are doing. It's how you're responding to them. And the way respond to them and the way that your feelings and actions and thoughts, all of those things manifest is through your state of being. And if you accept your state of being, then you are manifesting more acceptance, which in turn, then when these things come up, you'll be much better equipped to handle them, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I felt on top of the world, you know, over a week ago, and now I just, like, I feel the opposite.
So let's talk about some things that you noticed going on, you know, prior to this situation that you could, like, maybe just, you know, identify as a thought or a feeling that's maybe letting go of some of the crap of the past. Can you give me some examples of things that you were able to kind of let go of or accept through, or responses were different, things like that?
Well, I think when it first, like, it started happening, I was able just to accept through, and then, you know, see that I was responding differently. But then it just kind of snowballed.
Mm-hmm.
And once it started snowballing, then it was just like everything was out the window, you know.
Right.
And I just had to focus on getting it resolved as best I could, and still not resolved.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right. And, you know, that resolution will come to you so much easier when you are in acceptance rather than when you're resisting it. So acceptance is like truly, truly just accepting it. Like, okay, I got this shit show thing going on at work and I'm okay. It's going to work
mm-hmm.
out. It truly is going to work out, because really, even if it didn't work out, it wouldn't matter. Your response to it, your state of being right now is telling you, accept, this is okay. This is a temporary circumstance. And really dialing in on doubling down on acceptance right now, when there's a current situation that is bringing you resistant thoughts, feelings, actions, that's when you double down. If you throw the work out the window during that time, what do you think is going to happen?
You get the old results.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. And those old results are, you know, they're not good or bad either. They're just but they certainly don't feel good to you, correct?
Right.
Right.
No, for sure.
Right. So really what I want you to do, you know, there's a couple of things. I want you to be really, really uber aware. You know, this came up, this hit you, this knocked you off, and you snowballed. Great. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean you have to start over. You're just going to pick up where you left off, and you're going to be so super aware of any and all thoughts, you know, thoughts that are resistance, thoughts that are acceptance, and you're going to accept, 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 accept. When something comes up, a certain situation that definitely is more resistant, then I want you to double down. I don't care if you have to walk into the bathroom for 5 minutes and lock yourself in a stall. Do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to give you the tools to move through it so much more easily. And then the resolution will come too, because you're doing the work. And then acceptance does the heavy lifting. Right now, you're trying to fix it. You don't need to fix it. Acceptance will fix it for you.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we can identify of things that maybe this week, even though it seemed like a struggle, things that maybe because of your diet for the mind and your microvision, things like that, were you able to move through even just a little bit? Well, actually, it doesn't even matter, because any result is huge. So
mm-hmm.
anything that you notice that maybe your perspective changed on, I know you said you snowballed, but is there anything you can identify that possibly, even though it may not seem like a big deal to you right now, that was actually something that you did differently?
So I did notice that, you know, even though, you know, the workday was hard, I noticed that I didn't kind of impose it on everybody at home. You know, mm-hmm. I might have just said it was a rough day, but I didn't go into the details of it. That's definitely one thing that was different.
Awesome. Very good.
Because before this all happened, I noticed that was a big difference in terms of my family life, where, you know, when I was doing the acceptance consistently, I didn't bring that stuff home, and it made a difference in my relationships. So I guess I was very aware of that this go-round.
Perfect. Wonderful. I mean, Doreen, think about it. Think about that. That is a huge accomplishment because you know in the past that you would have carried that home with you and it would have made things tougher for yourself and for your family members. So right there, that awareness, so there's something there that you've said, okay, this is important to me. I'm not going to bring this home. So you stopped talking about it. You stopped thinking about it. You enjoyed your family. That is terrific.
That's definitely is true. Yeah. I couldn't sleep at night, but at least my something on my family.
Right. Yep. Exactly. And what do you think would help you fall asleep at night?
The acceptance again.
Right now, you know, that's what I want you doing right now. Is you wake up in the middle of the night and you start thinking about this or that. I want you to accept. You wake up in the morning, I want you to be diligent on your 30 minutes. Sometimes, I know it sounds like a lot to ask, but, you know, I have myself have done 2 hours, 3 hours of acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
And when we have one of those things happen that we really have no control over, if you spend that extra time, it just works. It just does. And that's part of, you know, the process of letting go in this week's module, trusting in something bigger than us, that we don't figure it out. We don't have to know the how. You don't have to know, you know, anything. We've got to let go and trust that any and all circumstances that come up in our reality will work out. But we have to do for that to happen.
Right.
Now, you able to listen to Module 5 this week, or did you that go on the back burner as well?
No, I did put that on in the car. So I did. It was hard to believe because of what I was experiencing, but I would love to turn it over to somebody else. I just don't feel like I can do it.
Okay. And then that right there would be a perfect sign to accept. Doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Fear, frustration.
Yeah.
So really the answer is the acceptance. And using that diligently, these situations that arise are not going to become this. They're not going to become this huge crisis that's going to throw you off the work. It's going to make you, you know, drop everything that has gotten you this far. So for this, my dear, I want you to promise me that you're going to spend 30, 40, 50 minutes accepting in the morning, accept on your way to work, excuse yourself, accept, you know, step away, accept, keep that aware. One thing that I wanted to recommend to you is when you're, you know, even if you're not really aware because you're caught up in a situation, but all of a sudden you feel your body tense, you can quietly in your mind. Just say, I accept I'm experiencing a tension right now, and it's okay. So just those little moments, if you find yourself doing that 3 times an hour and you're awake 16 hours a day, then you've done it several times. But when you shut your mind down and you don't do it at all, you're getting yourself right back into that troubled spot again, and that's not where you want to go. Okay?
Right. Okay. Yep. No, it makes sense.
Okay. And then I want you to check in with me on Voxer.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to know how you're doing. If I don't hear from you within the day, I'm going to check in on you. Right now, your prescription is just do acceptance. Keep that filter up, that mental filter up with diet for the mind. Feed yourself your microvision and accept, 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 accept. And everything will unfold beautifully. And then next week, we'll talk a little bit more about letting go. Okay, right now, though, I think I just want you to stay right here, right where you're at. Let's not move forward. Let's really dial in on this. And then we'll touch base during the week and see how it's going.
All right, that sounds like a good plan.
Do you have any other questions for me?
No, I appreciate it. I think I can get back on track. I just have to make this more important than, like you said, the external.
Exactly. Yep. Because when your internal world is in acceptance, then your external world will change and things, resolutions to problems will come to you with no issues.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I will talk to you next week, and I'll check in on you throughout the week, but please walk through me if you have any questions or any concerns, okay?
Yeah, I will.
All right, Tori. Take care of yourself. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Excellent job.
Thank
good
you.
Job. How did you feel about it?
I felt good about it. You know, I did not know what to expect at all this week. I totally kept myself open to that thing. And that it seemed to just, you know, work out fine. I felt very confident in what I needed to do for you. I felt like I could just have you accept through, you know, 20 minutes of the call, but I knew that you needed to get a little bit more of the information of remembering, like, okay, what, you know, identifying some things that you did differently. Well, hey, you were in hell, but you still didn't bring it home to your family. That was excellent. And paying attention and not dropping your awareness, and just over and over and over again talking about, you know, the acceptance, doing the heavy lifting, the internal, you know, shifting the internal, and then you'll see it show up in the external and things like that. It just seemed to be, it was actually really, I felt very smooth and it's like, you know, again, I always say this because I guess there's something in the back of my mind that just knows that this isn't, you know, this isn't a live situation, but
right.
The avatar that you played, you could tell that you were defeated. First, you were really angry, and then you were defeated. And then it was almost like you went, yeah, I'm not happy about it, but I do know what to do.
Right.
So
those
emotions.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, just really getting a person dialed in on their state of being and, you know, doing that work, the acceptance work, is really what's going to solve the problems. You know, find resolutions quickly and easily. Things like that is important for someone to hear when they're caught up in a storm cloud or a situation that has really pulled them away from the work.
Exactly.
So I would think by the end of this call that Doreen, the client, probably would go back into acceptance, but I think that she would need to be checked on several times throughout the week.
Perfect. Yeah. No, you did a fantastic job. Yeah, bringing me through that progression. You know, dealing with where I was at every point of the call, and then I think you're absolutely right that your synopsis that I would need to be checked on for sure. But that once I started doing work again, it would flow.
And that was my only question. I mean, I felt like there's no time. We don't need to discuss letting go because you were so not there. Of that and really focusing on the acceptance again. Okay.
Absolutely. And then if I do the work this week, then next week you talk about the letting go, which I should already be feeling. And then also the morning formula, so you can do those two pieces at one time. But you got to be where the client is for sure. And you did a great job of that. And you brought in the letting go at the right point of the call as well. But not that you were introducing a new topic, but you were using it to prove a point, and that was really good. You're really good at asking questions, which is good because it involves them and gets them out of their head. And then just one thing on the state of being of pain.
Hit us state of being, but I also kind of took it as I'm not going to interrupt her right now. She's finally and kind of gotten it. But would you interrupt at that point?
I might because it's important. But either way, if you don't want to interrupt, perfect. But just make sure you remind them that pain is not a state of being. Pain is a physical result of a state of being. And you want to accept your state of being about the pain.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just circle back to it. Don't let it, don't, yeah.
Okay.
So whatever you decide in the moment is perfect, but then always make sure you circle back to it if you don't go over it. Yeah. Because that's an important one, because when people sit around accepting they're experiencing pain, they're completely focused on the physical.
Right. Right. And that was, I also was like, you know, is she talking emotional pain or physical pain? So I just kind of
doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Okay.
Pain is a physical symptom, whether it's an emotional pain or a physical pain. It's a physical effect of resistance in the body. Yeah.
Okay.
Whether it's a physical pain or an emotional pain, yeah.
Right. True.
So if somebody's, you know, emotionally in pain, they're distraught.
Mm-hmm.
They're powerless. They're frustrated, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just point them back to the state of being about it.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But otherwise, yeah, I mean, great job asking questions. Great job, you know, progressing me through. Always starting right up, you know, with a little bit of explanation, but then right into acceptance. And then after that, pointing out, you know, where I had been with acceptance before and the results, that was very well done. So you did a great job.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank
yeah.
you. Question about week 6. I see it. It's not there in the
no.
Website. So where are we going from there?
I'm just going to have to send you the links. So I'll send them to you tomorrow.
Okay. My email I'll walk through it to you, but it's Angie@anxietyfreeexecutive.com, not No Limits Nation.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. All right. Yeah, so I'll send you the video links and the recording links. And I'm hoping David gets the technology figured out sooner than later, but because it worked really smoothly up until that point.
Yeah. Well,
right, and you can always go back to it.
Mhm. Yeah, it's very nice to be able to find it. Now, I think was it Kate that said she's able to just log in with her regular credentials and it shows up in her website, the website for No Limits Nation. I don't know if she said that she could do that on meeting or something.
I hope not. Let's see.
Because when I log in,
say just for how it would work, yeah.
It doesn't show up. But if I just do, you know, the copy and the paste and then add the week in there, it shows up.
And the site takes a long time to load.
You know, sometimes it does for me too. Like that one day, I could not get anything for this website to load. Other websites were loading, no problem.
Yeah, it's not on my regular sign-in. So I'm sure it's not because I don't think David was setting it up that way right now because we don't want to make sure it doesn't go public. So that was probably just a misunderstanding. But if you find out differently from Kate that she can get in with her regular credentials, then I'll need to know that.
Okay.
But, yeah, so hopefully you'll figure out that glitch. It should really be, eventually it will be on the modules drop-down only for, you know, coaches in training, just like the Acceptance 365 modules are there only for those in 365.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Because we don't want them obviously available to the general client group.
I was able to go into close and listen to some recordings in clothes. I listened to Matt.
Yep.
And I listened to some other gal. I don't know. I can't remember her name. There's so many of them in here, but that was pretty cool. And I did get it opened up on my Surface. So that seemed to work out.
Excellent.
Excellent. So anything else that, any other feedback or anything you think I need to be aware of?
No, I think you nailed this one for sure. And just, you know, like you said, keep open to whatever comes in on the call. Now, too, when you're going through this process, you're going to be checking in with your clients throughout the week, especially the ones that you might be concerned about. Now, you may not have been concerned about me after last week.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
It's always good just to check in every once in a while, even on the rock stars.
Right.
Especially if you're not hearing from them. And you can always ask your rock stars to still Voxer you, whatever's going on, whether it's good stuff, resistant stuff, doesn't matter. And that way you know if they're still on track.
Okay. Okay, yeah, because I can imagine when you have, you know, 30, 40 clients, you're busy or whatever, and you don't always probably check in with every single person every single day, but
right.
Once or twice a week. And then if you have someone that's really struggling, then you need to check in with them much more often.
Exactly.
All
good.
Right.
Well,
so thank
well you. Done. And just a side note. Have a great wedding.
I know. I'm excited. I'm ready almost. Got 4 days ahead and then it will be God bless.
Yay. Well, enjoy it.
Thanks, Doreen. I appreciate it. And I will talk to you, if not before, but next Monday.
Sounds great.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye, Ange.
Bye-bye.